This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of the financial crisis and the Great Recession, which also means we're coming up on the near collapse of parts of the American car industry. Chrysler and General Motors, as you remember, got big bailouts to keep them afloat. Bailouts that, we do have to point out here, were paid back with interest. But the effects of that crisis still do linger in many parts of this country, including Janesville, Wisconsin, population almost 64,000, including one Paul D. Ryan, Speaker of the House of Representatives. There was a GM manufacturing plant in Janesville, a plant that shut down in 2009 and took those jobs and a bunch of others with it. Amy Goldstein covered that plant closing in the aftermath of the Washington Post. It's a story she tells in her new book. It's called Janesville, an American Story. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
Other than the hometown of Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, Janesville is not on the American economic map. How did you wind up there?
Well, I wanted to tell the story of a perfectly ordinary place that had lost a slew of jobs in the Great Recession. It was also a place that, unlike a lot of communities that lost work during this recession, had never been part of the Rust Belt. It hadn't been losing industrial jobs for decades. And that appealed to me because I wanted to tell the story of what this recession did to people and to communities.
And that gets to sort of the economic really through line of the book, which is, now what do we do?
Exactly. So this community is pretty resourceful, and there's been a big economic development effort. And there also was an effort in the community just to figure out all kinds of ways to help families that had lost their work. So, for instance, a social studies teacher at one of the high schools created something called the Parker Closet at Parker High School, which was just a little locked room where kids who needed help could come and find used jeans or toiletries or prom dresses at prom season. I mean, these were just individual efforts at being resilient, at trying to prop people back up when they needed help that they'd never needed before.
Do you suppose that the political leaders in and around Janesville and the state of Wisconsin, I'm talking specifically here about Speaker Ryan and Governor Scott Walker, do they understand how the economic lives of a lot of these GM workers and, in fact, the whole town has changed, that they don't feel a part of the American economy really anymore?
Well, I've interviewed Speaker Ryan, and, you know, one of the things that he says, both about his hometown and nationally, is that there really needs to be a layer between the government and the individual of philanthropy, local philanthropy, people being generous to their neighbors. And Janesville has that generosity. It's just that the need is really big now. So there's a question of whether all this generosity can generate the resources that the people need.
Well, what do you think? You spent years reporting this book. What's your gut?
Well, I think that people have been trying very hard, but I spent time, for instance, at this small free clinic in town, right downtown in Janesville. And during the years that I was there, this clinic was not having enough money raised. It was trying really hard, but it was cutting back on how many people it could accept. I mean, that was not something the clinic wanted to do, but it had no choice. Similarly, there's a little food pantry in town that tries really hard. And during this time, it was having to cut back on how many people it could admit every day. The first 40 people in line could get food, so people began lining up very early in the morning. And I spent mornings there trying to figure out who was number 41 in line, who would be the first person turned away.
This book begins with a lot of hope, but it doesn't sound like, without spoiling the ending, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of hope in Janesville right now.
Well, actually, there is hope in Janesville. And that's one of the things that really struck me, because it's got very strong economic development leadership that is to this day trying to bring new businesses to town. It's had a little bit of success. There's a Dollar General distribution center that's going to be bringing several hundred jobs. So that's kind of big news and important news. But it'll be paying $15, $16 an hour, not the $28 an hour that General Motors did. But if you walk around Janesville, it's not a place that's depressed. I mean, people are very much still trying.
It's a book by Amy Goldstein, a staff writer at the Washington Post. It's called Janesville, an American Story. Amy, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.